afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Last week I was talking to Dr. Nicholas Erasmus about the upcoming conference taking part in Stellenbosch about planetary defence. This is not Star Wars, as you may fear, but about how we may prepare for or neutralise the threat from asteroids hitting planet Earth. The conference is from May the 5th to the 9th and is organised by the International Academy of Astronautics. Often, when you stop recording an interview, the really interesting stuff comes out. And as this is only a short broadcast, we can't capture all this good stuff. What Nick said to me after the interview last week is that it's a statistics game. How likely is it that an asteroid of a particular size hits Earth? He said it's more likely that a kind of smaller 10 to 30 meter asteroid would land and cause serious damage rather than an enormous thing that obliterates all life on Earth, and therefore we need to make preparations. He also said, and this surprised me a little, that you cannot pinpoint exactly where an asteroid may hit until it's too late, say to evacuate a city. Take heart, though. Most of the surface of the Earth is water, and if a large asteroid lands at sea, it will only cause some terrific tsunamis and wipe out several seaboard cities. Oh, it's all bad news, really. However, there has been some success changing an asteroid's course, but for this to work, a lot of conditions have to line up. There would have to be rockets standing by in the correct place on Earth to be able to launch to intercept the asteroid. And then the deflection exercise itself would have to work. As usual, when talking to experts, one is exposed to the complexity and real challenges behind what may appear to be a simple matter. And again, this is similar to the recent news a couple of weeks ago about finding a chemical on a planet 124 light years from Earth, which could signify the presence of life. Observations by the James Webb Space Telescope of K2-18b appear to reveal the chemical fingerprint of two compounds that on Earth are only known to be produced by life. These are dimethyl sulfide, that's DMS, and dimethyl disulfide. K2-18b would normally be considered an unlikely candidate for extraterrestrial life because it's very dissimilar to Earth. The planet is 2.6 times the size of Earth and has 8.6 times as much mass, so it's putting it closer to a gas giant like Neptune than a rocky planet like ours. So let's hear from an expert on this. Catherine Hayman, Scotland's Astronomer Royal, told the BBC, on Earth DMS is produced by microorganisms in the ocean, but even with perfect data we can't say for sure that this is of a biological origin on an alien world because loads of strange things happen in the universe. We don't know what other geological activity could be happening on this planet that might produce the molecules. So, there needs to be a lot more compelling evidence before we can surmise that there may be life on other worlds. However, the evidence is mounting, from detecting the building blocks for life in asteroids, from sample return missions, and from observations such as the recent one from the James Webb, which confirms an earlier possible detection that a chemical is present that we believe can only be created by life. So when the enormous telescopes like the Square Kilometre Array currently being constructed in the Northern Cape and operational in a few years' time come on stream, we may obtain some really compelling evidence. So after all this hysteria about asteroids and alien life, perhaps we can return to some more genteel astronomy in the coming weeks. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.